Israeli troops and Palestinian police exchanged gunfire today, leaving at least 7 Palestinians dead, some of them policemen. Hundreds of other people were injured. The violence came amid widespread Palestinian demonstrations. These were the worst confrontations between Palestinians and Israelis in the last 3 years. The protests were ignited after Israel secretly finished work on an archaeological tunnel along the edge of a site that is holy to both Muslims and Jews. NPR's Linda Gradstein has this report.
For more than an hour, Israeli soldiers and Palestinian policemen exchanged gunfire on the outskirts of the West Bank town of Ramallah. Later, there were similar exchanges of fire near Bethlehem. The unprecedented fighting between members of the two security forces who were supposed to be cooperating was the worst since the first Israel-PLO peace agreement was signed 3 years ago. Western diplomats said today's fighting showed the potential danger of armed troops on two sides of a conflict that is still far from solved. How the clashes began isn't clear. Israel's chief of staff said that Israeli soldiers trying to break up a demonstration of more than 1,000 stone-throwing Palestinians were fired on by Palestinian policemen and 6 Israeli soldiers were injured. Palestinians, however, blame Israeli troops for firing live ammunition first. The Israeli chief of staff accused the demonstrators of encouraging the Palestinian policemen to begin firing. He said the soldiers fired live ammunition only after they were attacked. Some eyewitnesses said several junior policemen ignored their commander's orders not to fire at the Israeli soldiers. Israeli officials say they're particularly concerned about the involvement of Palestinian police. They said they're in contact with Palestinian officials to try to diffuse the tensions. The demonstrations throughout the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem were sparked by Israel's opening of a new exit to a tunnel in Jerusalem's Old City. In East Jerusalem, dozens of Palestinians tried to march toward the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site, but were stopped by Israeli troops. In Gaza, Palestinian President Yasser Arafat accused Israel of provoking the violence by trying to establish exclusive control over East Jerusalem.
It is escalation from the Israeli government against our people who are protesting against the breaching of the agreements and especially the tunnel under our holy sacred places in Jerusalem.
Muslim clerics have charged the tunnel exit could damage the foundations of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a claim Israeli officials dismiss as ridiculous. Speaking in Paris, where he's on a European trip, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the Palestinians of overreacting.
It is not a tunnel that is dug under the Temple Mount. It doesn't touch the Temple Mount. It is on the side of the Mount and in no way moves in or borrows into the Islamic holy places. We have full respect for the Islamic and, for that matter, the Christian holy places.
Netanyahu said he will meet Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak in the next few days and has asked him to try to calm the situation down. Yasser Arafat may reportedly participate in that meeting. But the argument between Israel and the Palestinians seems to run deeper than the tunnel construction itself. It's really an argument over the future of Jerusalem and the peace process. Palestinian Education Minister Hanan Ashrawi says the Netanyahu government has done everything it could to destroy the peace process, and the tunnel is just the last straw.
It epitomizes, it symbolizes everything that Israel is trying to do. In a sense, it is digging a tunnel to undermine the very foundations of peace, to impose a unilateral annexation and Judaization of Jerusalem.
Israeli and Palestinian analysts say the tunnel construction alone should not have caused the violence. They say Palestinian frustration with the new Netanyahu government has been close to spilling over for weeks, because since Netanyahu's election 4 months ago, the peace process has been frozen. Israel has begun expanding Jewish settlements in the West Bank, and Palestinians accuse Netanyahu of trying to make sure that East Jerusalem will never be given to Palestinians. The future of Jerusalem is supposed to be one of the issues decided by negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. Officials on both sides say they hope to calm tensions and return to the negotiating table soon. But today's violence shows that the Palestinian man in the street is losing patience with a peace process he sees as going nowhere. I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.